Hello and welcome. Welcome to Simply Conscious. We are on episode 5 already. Time is flying. Well, I'm recording this today on the day of Shivratri, the day of the union of the cosmic union of Shiva and Shakti. And what a nice day. I've run my sessions every Friday and we've had a nice group of people today. Full house. We had 14 of us all together. The room was a bit tight, but it was all good. Energy was high and everyone received healing really well. And I hope that you have also enjoyed the festivities, whatever you're doing. And I really do thank you for the feedback that I've received on the other podcasts too. A lot of positive feedback, a lot of constructive feedback. So it means a lot to have your support. So today, I'm going to talk about what is a tantric massage. Yeah? So many of you know that I am a therapist. I'm a tantric therapist. And I've been trained to do the holistic therapy through massage. So many people ask me, what is this? You know, a lot of people think it's all just to do with sexual energy and sensuality. That is only part of, well, 0.5% of the teachings of Tantra. So we'll go to what actually is Tantra, or Tantra as we hear. It is the science of energy, to simply put. It's the science of energy with very specific scientific techniques of activating energy in a certain way to do a certain task. It is a spiritual background, of course, yes. It is showing you techniques of merging with the cosmic universe, the divine consciousness. It shows many techniques of meditation. It shows techniques in architecture. It shows the science of astrology. So there is so much more, the science of colors, vibration. It is a pure science. Tantra can also mean technique as well. So we have Tantra, which is the science of energy. It utilizes other variations in there too. Mantra, which is the recitation of mantras, which create Shakti, which create power, which then ties into using the tantric techniques of using mantra. How do we activate energy? It also utilizes yantra, which are geometric shapes that we use, and they are all based on a particular Shakti, like the Sri Yantra, Kali Yantra, Vishnu Yantra. And that sacred geometry, if worshipped correctly, if activated correctly, can give the desired effect of whatever the practitioner is trying to do. So this combination of healing energy, this combination of working with energy, this tantric approach for healing is how the massage is conducted. The massage is a newer combination. It combines Ayurvedic techniques, which is the ancient science of healing through medicine from India. Healing through medicine, herbal remedies, healing with massage. So it uses techniques from Ayurveda combined with techniques from the tantric tradition of how to activate energy, how to move energy. So that combination of Ayurveda and tantric techniques results in a tantric massage. So, the massage has many purposes. People may come to me if they have trouble with sleeping sometimes, or they have trouble with intimacy, or they face challenges trying to open up. They struggle with confidence, or they may have pain, physical pain in the body. They may have emotional challenges, maybe psychosomatic as well. So this works on so many different levels. The first thing that we do is to bring calm in the body. Once there is calm in the body, we can then work on the emotion that we're trying to heal. We can then work on the part of the body that may be causing pain. So when we first meet, right? I normally do a consultation on the phone or FaceTime or however we feel wish to connect. And I gauge, you know, what is the reason behind you wanting to come. So the therapy is very clean, very private. Nothing goes anywhere. We have a consent form that is filled out. It's very professional. The therapy is for you. I have no gain out of this. I am only here as a medium to heal and clear whatever may be present. So we are only here to clear a channel in your body or channels in the body to clear the path. So you can then get on with your daily life, improve your, whether it's you trying to improve your yoga practice, you're looking to improve your mindfulness practice, or whether you're just looking to get overall harmony so you can focus at work, you can do one task at a time. The reasons for having the massage can be endless, but the main thing we look for is an actual holistic purpose for the therapy. So this is not an erotic therapy. Right? It's not the style that we do. We work with the light. We come to bring calm in the body. We are here to activate you, not stimulate. I say this a lot. So once we've booked in, you may come here in my healing room that I have, a private space, a calm spiritual space. We have a chat to see how you're doing. And then we'll do a meditation, a short meditation. We may hold hands to do the meditation to connect with each other. See how you're feeling. See if I detect anything else. There may be some weight in the heart space or some baggage that you're carrying in the sacral chakra. All of that comes to light when we connect, physically connect like that. The breath is synced, we are calm. We set an intention, a one-word intention for the healing. Whether it's peace, whatever it may be. And then with the consent of the client, we begin the massage. So the massage works on your back first, it works on your legs, buttocks, all of the pressure points, marma points, which we say in Ayurveda. Marma points, which activate the nadis, which activate the blood flow, which activate the energy channels. So then, as we go through, it can be painful in certain places. You may find certain places hurt a bit more than others, or you may not even realize that you are storing emotion in certain areas. Like we store a lot of emotion in our area of the thighs, the area of the buttocks, the area of the hips, the genital area, like ovaries store a lot of emotion. They act like a sponge. So they will store information from maybe previous life sometimes or even from childhood. and it stores everything, positive, negative, everything is stored there. And if it was a traumatic experience that you've had, that is also stored in the body somewhere. It finds a very quiet spot to try and hide. So you think that you've dealt with this trauma. Until someone presses it, prods it, and ow, there is pain. Yes. So when there is pain, that is probably because there is a trapped emotion there. Or sometimes, well, it could have been a physical pain. You know, you may have been injured. It could be a few other reasons as well. But one of the reasons is there could be a stored emotion. Maybe you wanted to buy a car and you weren't able to afford it. Or something like that. Or there could have been that you may have been, you know, mistreated when you were a child. You could have been molested. You could have, there could be some, that sort of trauma can be there too. Could be a range of things. Bullying. A lot of trauma builds up over years. And it turns into what we feel is, I'm just normal. This is just me. This is just how I am. But that is not how we are. We are here in this human experience to experience joy, happiness, being curious to learn. So the massage works like this. So we work on the back. Everywhere is worked on, activated, touched in different ways, different techniques, different dynamic techniques to bring the breath working with you. So this is not a massage where people fall asleep. It's a very dynamic one. So it's a two-way process. And if I do find something, I will always communicate with you to say, oh, there's something here. This is what I'm sensing. And everything is done with consent. If it is too painful, if you wish for me to stop, you just say the word and I stop. Or we work somewhere else. We are trying to open up the body. We are trying to open up the throat so you can communicate. We have been suppressed for years and years and years. So it's time to elevate. It's time to remove this suppression. It's time to rise. Once we've worked on the back, we will then work on the front. We may have a break. Like a session can last around 3 hours is the normal sort of time, including a chat. So, or it can even be a little longer, depending on what comes out in the session. If there is a lot of emotion, I have to make sure that you are calm, stable, before I let you go. So once we've worked on the back, we'll work on the front, I was saying. You are always covered, I forgot to mention. Yes, you're always covered. So I'll put a soft cloth over you, I'll work on top of the cloth, I'll remove the cloth, work on your skin. And if you wish, I can cover your back or leave you open. But I am always clothed, fully. You will be bare-bodied, but I will keep covering you, uncovering you, and working. So it is a safe space. And I'm working on the front. This is when we will activate the physical organs, the energetic organs of the chakras, we say. The 7 main chakras we'll activate, starting from the root. Muladhara chakra, then the sacral, Swadhisthana chakra, solar plexus, Manipur chakra, Anahat chakra, the heart space, Vishuddhi chakra, the throat chakra, the third eye, Agna chakra, and the crown, Sahasrara chakra. The main chakras we will activate and see where you are to bring calm. Certain points will be pressed to activate the nervous system, to reconnect you with the nervous system. Certain parts of the body to reconnect. Getting rid of any stagnant energy with techniques that we have learnt. Everything is done to bring calm in the body. Once the body is calm, the mind is calm. So working on the physical body first. And then we can work on the astral body. Or higher. Once we're working on the astral body, there isn't much touch. So the session is very gradual. There is never a rush. I'm not there to just give orgasm. Energy itself, when it goes through the body, is orgasmic. It makes you feel happy because it's passing freely. It tickles the senses inside. It passes through. And not everyone can feel it like that. We are all unique. So there is no benchmark. Oh, I didn't feel anything. I wasn't rippling. I wasn't shaking. If someone is a calm being, they don't flutter around. They are very calm. Energy is flowing. They do feel the flow, but it's not erratic. Some people that may be quite light-bodied, they may be very sensitive. They may flutter around, yes. Male and female can feel these types of energy orgasms. They're only done to activate the sensual energy and push it through the body. Because it is very healing. The strongest force that we have is ojas, the ability to create a life. The strongest energy that we have. If that is activated, stimulated a little, and then pushed through the body, that creates waves of energy. That creates an intimate touch, a passionate touch, a touch that we crave. But on a spiritual level, it is not done on an erotic level. It's not done for any other purpose at all. So there is no release of fluid from a man, from the lingam. No, none of that stuff. This is only done like every organ in the body, every muscle in the body, that area needs releasing too. So there may be tension, there could be some knots inside the yoni, it could be a range of things. But it is done so for you to just relax and feel at ease. So once the energy is moving, we've done the full massage, we then work on some other points. There may be some other areas that I wish to explore and take you deeper in healing. There may be something which is coming to you that you may be expressing that I wish to work here. Then it's a very dynamic session. It's different for everyone. So it's not the same session that I do for, you know, everyone that comes in. It's different. It just depends on how the mood strikes, what is going on with you. Then we work in a different way. Because I'm only there as a medium. So whatever Shiva or Kali says, it kind of comes through my hands. Then we end with a very calming head massage, which eases all of the energy that is moved to the crown. It just releases it back out. And a lot of people after a session feel like, wow, that's what they say. It's just quiet for a while. They're like, oh, I've never been touched like this before, some people have said. Oh, I didn't realize I had pain here. Some say, oh, what have you done? I can actually stand up and walk. Like I've had someone that came in with a walking stick. Quite a young lady that came in. And halfway through the session, she just got up and she was like, wow, Harry, I'm walking. So this is the power of energy. We're not miracle workers. I'm not saying that we perform miracles here. It's not something we do. But energy is very mystic. We are built with energy. We are energetic beings. So we are just here. I'm just here to reconnect you back to source. I don't wish to see clients more than once because I want you to be independent in your journey of healing. Yes, of course, you're welcome to come back if you want to. Yes, I'm not going to say no like that. But we don't want to make you dependent on the therapy. You're welcome to come to meditation classes. You're welcome to talk to me. The main healing happens after a session. So I normally give some exercises to do. I might ask you to follow a certain diet. I might ask you to drink a couple of herbal teas or something. I might teach some breathing techniques for you to work with, to maybe help with anxiety that you may have been experiencing. Because after a session, it can take a week, a month, 2 months, 3 months for you to see any effects. And you may not pin it down to the therapy that we had that day, but this is a catalyst of change. If you are wanting a change in your life, this is for you. And with that, I will leave you, and we will delve a little deeper into the healing aspect as well in the next podcast. I send you all my love, and I hope to see you soon. Take care, guys.